Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast, hour number three here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. Big final hour. We've got get through all tonight's baseball. We have the hockey for tonight, Rangers and Panthers, game one at the Garden. I've got a bunch of football stuff for Joe, and we will finish Golf Wednesdays, of course, with Keith Stewart from Read the Line as we get ready for the Charles Schwab Challenge down at the Colonial in Fort Worth. Very big weekend. Joe, very big on Billy Ho for this weekend as well down at the Colonial. Okay, Joe, one more thing from last night, and then I have to get into tonight's games. And I'm only playing it because I'll tell you why, Joe. I'm going to peacock a little bit because I like when I get taters that are plus 600 or more. And I told you Christian Walker. I told you on the radio show last night, why don't we get in on Christian Walker? Why don't you get in? No, him, Freeman, the other guy. Well, Christian Walker owns Chavez Ravine, and he did it again last night on MLBNet.
Take two up third. Walker, Gurriel, McCarthy, 4, 5, and 6 here. Diamondbacks up 3-1 in the sixth. Christian Walker down the line. Can it stay fair? Come on, ball. It's gone. Christian Walker, another Dodger Stadium home run. That's his 13th in this ballpark, and it's 4-1.
Wow. What do you think of that, Joe? What do you think of that?
Did you say it? Not me.
I said it. All right? You like doing that? I'll do it to you here. I said it, Joe. Christian Walker. Tater
walking
time,
around with
baby.
The billy club. Walking around
Let's
with
go.
The billy club. Slapping people around with the stick. I know.
That was a little bit of a billy club play for me right there with you. Coming in hot on you. With Christian Walker. Let's get to tonight, Joe, because I have a lot of games and I have a lot of things to do with you here that we need to get right into it. Milwaukee is still in Miami. Freddie Peralta and Jesus Luzardo are going to be the starters tonight. Brewers minus -130 on the road. The Fish are plus +110. A flat 7 tonight for the Marlins and the Brewers.
I'm going Brew Crew and I'm going over. I think we can get over the 7. Carver, I like the way Milwaukee hit yesterday. I think they could step up again, and I think we could produce some runs. 7 is a flat number, too. It's low. I mean, come on. If you get one inning of scoreless baseball, you might be looking at a 5.5, too. So I'll take a shot at 7 runs.
Yeah, dead under Monday, dead over last night. So as we looked at tonight, you got some pretty good pitchers, especially Peralta on the mound here. Maybe, Joe, for me, just Brewers team total. Because I'll go after Luzardo. I don't know if I want to go after Peralta.
What do you think of this? 3.5 probably, right? 4.5? What?
I would say 4. I'll give it to you right now, Joe, if I can get my hands on it fairly quickly here. Totals for the Brewers, 3.5 at minus -115. You can go 4.5 at plus +150, 5.5 at plus +250.
Mm.
I'm going Brewers, Joe. I want to cut the fish out of it. I don't want to be involved with them tonight with the offense.
You want to let go of the rope. All right.
I want them out. I don't want to have to worry about them putting donuts up tonight against right. Freddie Peralta.
Okay.
So let's just go the one way. We usually don't do that, Joey. You go after the full game. Let's go with the team alt over tonight.
Brew Crew. Brew Crew. You hear what I said?
Brew Crew tonight, Joe.
Brew Crew.
The Brew Crew. San Diego is in Cincinnati again against the Reds. Michael King and Nick Martinez are the starters here. Minus -125 for the Padres, plus +105 for the Reds. A 9.5 dead under last night, Joe, with a very high total. Again, we've got, you know, some potential gas cans on the mound tonight. Can we get some runs tonight between these two?
I don't know. I still like under, but I lean to Cincinnati. How about a De La Cruz? Two hits, two ribbies for De La Cruz. No homers. We'll go Cincy and we'll go under again. I think that's the one series. I told you, it trends to the under a lot.
Another guy, you bashed us when we were all back in De La Cruz, and now he's your guy. Every night you're backing him. I like to see that, Joe. It's about time you got on board with some of our guys. So go to the window with Ellie tonight in Cincinnati. I'll play him to homer too, Joe, if you want to. The Giants are in Pittsburgh again against the Pirates. Jarrett Jones, who's been very good for the Pirates, and Blake Snell comes off the IL tonight. Now, he got roughed up, Joe, his first couple starts, went on the IL, got himself right. He's had no spring training. Davis kind of put it perfectly. Seems like it's going to be a lost year for Blake Snell. We'll see if he can get it going tonight. Pirates are minus 125, plus 105 for the Giants, and a 7.5 tonight in Pittsburgh.
I think the Giants bounce back after losing that game, but I still think this series trends to the over. I like the over here. I think the Giants can make a little bit of a run heading into Memorial Day weekend, but I like the over. You want to tack the 7, 7.5s on it, I'll take it any day of the week.
I'll take the over, Joe, tonight. I could see even Snell giving up some runs here back. I don't have a lot of confidence in him yet, and I'm not sure even how long he's going to be out there just coming off the IL. The Rangers are in Philly again against the Phillies. Dane Dunning and Taijuan Walker are your starters for this game. The Phillies -125, plus 105 for Texas. How about this, Joe? A flat 10 in Philly tonight. Big numbers.
Going under in Phils. Phils match up well against the Rangers, but that number 10, I'm not chasing it on a turnaround day. I don't care. It's the end of the series. That's not a huge number. What do you mean? They play tomorrow?
They play tomorrow afternoon. Mm. They'll get away tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
I still think under. It was 5-2. That game was 3-1 in the seventh last night.
Yeah.
2-1. It was actually 2-1 before.
But these guys, the problem is, Joe, is these guys, that you know, Walker, and they can't get anybody out. You know, that's part of the problem.
But you're talking about 10. You need 6-4 and a push. 6-4 and a push.
Well, listen, it's a big number, but I don't think they can make it big enough tonight. Up, and away.
If you go over, I'm not going to touch the total. Why don't we jump on Harper? Maybe he gets into a little bit of a groove.
I think there's a few guys we go after tonight. I think we could go after Harper. I think that we can go after Corey Seager. I think that we could go. I think I even have Seager on the tater time when we get there for tonight.
Seager's
home
run last night was a little. It was barely got over, but they gave it.
It was a wall scraper. He had a little wall scraper last night, your boy Seager. Yeah. Maybe not tonight against Taijuan Walker. Here it is, Joe, your series all week. The Red Sox are in the trap against the Rays, where Brian Bello's going to go. Pipiot goes for the Rays tonight. Right now, Joe, minus 135 for Tampa, plus a buck 15 for the Sox. 7.5 after a couple unders.
It's scary, Carver, because – I think they could blow through that, but these umps, we know, these games have been running an hour and 10 minutes, it feels like. You blink, the game starts, we're like in the eighth inning by the time you and I get on air at 8 o'clock. I told you, first two games were dead unders. I like Tampa tonight, but I think we sail right through it. 10.5 at the minimum. Altered.
I will have a homer for you in that game, Joe, so I might be joining you with that, that's for sure.
Diaz? Want to go Diaz?
No, I'll show you who I'm going with in a little bit. Bryce Miller and Nasty Nestor Cortez at the stadium tonight for the Yankees and the Mariners, third of four games. The Mariners have won the first two, minus 150 for the Bombers, plus 125 for Seattle, and a flat 8 here. Yankees get off the deck tonight, Joe, or are you going the whole way here? Seattle every
Sell.
Night, huh?
Sell.
Sell.
We're taking Seattle. That's it. Sold. This is the trifecta. You lose game one, you double up in game two, and in game three, everybody puts the kitchen sink into the Yankees. They're going to get smashed. Lay the runner.
Smashed, they're going to get. They're going to get smashed tonight.
They lost 6-3. They lost 6-3 last night. That's smashed.
I like the over, Joe. Over the 8 for Seattle and the Yankees tonight. You could be right about Seattle winning again. But I think that's an over. I think Cortez will give up some runs. I think the Yankees will get a couple off of Miller. All right, we'll come back. Joe, we'll finish the baseball later. We got the hockey to get to as well. Game one at the Garden. A few football things as well. But we'll come back and we will finish up Golf Wednesdays on C2C. Keith Stewart from Read the Line. We head to the Colonial Charles Schwab Challenge. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back from coast to coast here on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C, of course, on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High in for Scotty. Every week, Keith Stewart from Read the Line is with us as we get ready for this week's PGA Tour event. We are coming off Xander Schauffele winning the PGA Championship, and we head to Texas, Fort Worth, more specifically, Colonial Country Club and the Charles Schwab Challenge. Keith, good to see you. As always, my man, before we get there, I have to go through a couple things with you quickly from last weekend, because me and you were on Bryson. Bryson was right there. The poor guy shot minus 20, which would have tied the lowest round in a major ever, and he still loses the golf tournament, which was very unfortunate. But I think for Xander, Keith, and I've been throwing him the bouquets this week because it's deserved. We've been on him a lot. Never gets it done in a big spot. He came out hot, and you know, the lead got a little smaller every day, but the bottom line is that he was able to finish with the lead. Keith, what a performance by him.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was truly telling in his post-tournament conference, press conference at the end, you know, sitting there with the Wanamaker, and for the first time in all the years I've been out there, he really kind of let go. I mean, I think he let go a little bit when I was at the President's Cup in Charlotte. You know, he had the cigar, but I think he was a little bit inebriated at that point. This time it was just him kind of showing so much relief in front of the press room. And you know what? The guy earned it. And he walked his way through like the last couple holes and, you know, the baseball swing on 18 and knowing he didn't want to get in a playoff with Bryson, you know, hitting driver 8-iron on 18 again. And I had zero confidence. I'll raise my hand. I was wrong. I had zero confidence in Xander going into the week. I loved Bryson. And I just, you know, I got to give that guy, take all the victory laps you want. The guy earned it. 21 under par, did everything he needed to do, and he withstood a challenge from a really, really hot Victor Hovland and Bryson group. I walked with that group. Boy, was that, it was electric. It was so good.
It was a very exciting Sunday. There's no question about that. And I want to kind of have you give our viewers, I saw you do a clip earlier in the week for one of the other shows that you do talking about the scoring. And me and Pharrell do talk about this a lot. We do prefer very tough conditions on majors. We prefer guys having a hard time. You don't like seeing the minus 20s, minus 15, minus 20s. But, it did add a lot of excitement on Sunday. Your thoughts on it being too easy this past week at Valhalla?
Well, first of all, you have to kind of understand the conditions of the golf course that was out there, right? It was super, super soft. They had gotten like 3+ inches of rain in May. We were only in the third week of May. They did the best they could. If you were walking around out there, you would have felt, even in the rough, even in the long grass, how soft it was underfoot. They're doing the best they can. Plus, there was no wind. They ran a really good championship. I mean, at the end of the day, they had a tragedy. They had the number one player in the world arrested and taken away from the golf course. And we still got one of the most electric finishes we've seen in a major championship in a long time. I mean, it's been over 2 years since we ended a major championship on the final putt. So Very for true. People to sit there and complain about it was 21 under, I mean, literally, who cares? I've been saying this all week. People keep asking me. I'm a golf professional by trade. I'm a PGA professional. I ran a green grass operation for over 20 years. I've run thousands of golf tournaments. It's really, really hard to do it perfect. And for everyone that complains about the disruption from LIV or the architecture wasn't good or the height of the rough and everything, like it, this is outdoors. And we're dealing with one of the most elite leaderboards we've ever had on a Sunday. We brought Bryson back to earth. We got Scotty out of jail. And everyone's complaining about the score. I mean, what are we doing? I mean, they went up against the Knicks and MSG in a game 7, and they beat last year's ratings by a landslide. They held their own on a Sunday afternoon in the middle of Kentucky. So at the end of the day, for me, as a golf guy, since I was a little kid, scrubbing hooks at a country club, you know, working in the bag room as a kid in Edison, you know, Edison, New Jersey, like I just can't take it. You know, like everybody wants to complain about what's going on in golf, and there's a lot of disruption. Why do we have to bring more disruption to it when LIV and the PGA Tour do enough on their own?
You're right about that, 100%, Keith. Let's get to this week now. We go to the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club down in Fort Worth. First, tell me about the changes, because this is a different golf course than the one that we have seen the last couple years. They've done some work down there, Keith.
No, this is really important that you brought it up. This is the 78th edition of the Charles Schwab Challenge down there at Colonial. And last year, from the end of the tournament, I mean, if you remember, they were talking about digging up greens like as the guys were playing the final round. I mean, they've used every ounce of these 11 and a half months to bring in Gil Hanse, who was a guy that is a very famous golf course architect. He did the redo at Southern Hills a couple years ago. He did the country club that was back-to-back majors in 2022. I mean, this guy is the man when it comes to restoring, you know, golf courses and going back to what they were like when they were originally designed, but then modernizing them for size and shape and so on with the game. And it's very important, because if this was a year ago, we would have said, we need approach. We would have said, we need putting going into this week. And those two things are a factor. But Hanse is going to bring back the ground game. And what I mean by that is that he doesn't do aerial architecture. He's not a target, you know, target golf guy where you just point and shoot. He's going to make these guys play almost like they do over in Scotland, like we saw at Southern Hills. And it's going to really challenge them. So if you're an approach guy, you better hit your number. If you are a putter, well, then you better be able to read greens, because there's 132 guys in this field, and these are 18 brand new greens. And you better be able to scramble, because the ball is going to be bouncing off these greens. They resodded, or they set the back nine first. So that's a little softer than the front nine, but they're both very, very firm, like we saw at Quail Hollow with brand new greens there. So even though the course will be soft from all the rain we've seen in that region, the greens are going to be firm. You're going to need to scramble, and you got to put all of that into your card, Carver.
So just to kind of put the bow on this, and we'll get to your picks when we come back from the break. For guys like me who are very big on past performance at these golf courses, try not to go so deep with it this week, right, Keith? I got 20 seconds. Don't go as deep, because things are a lot different.
Now, I would pay much more attention to recent form and those three keys that I just talked about. That's where I would go.
We will come back, and Keith Stewart from Read the Line will give us his outrights, his placements, the head-to-heads, and what are we doing with Scheffler this weekend? Plus 260, are you kidding me?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back from Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, a Golf Wednesday on C2C. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Keith Stewart is with us from Read the Line as we now get his selections for the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club, teeing off, of course, tomorrow morning. We'll start with the outrights, Keith, as always. I am with you. I've got one of these on my card, and I'm probably going to add a second. I'm sorry, I have two of these on my card, Keith. There we go. We love that. A 50% hit, including Tom Hoagie Sandwich, who, as I've said earlier, I'm still upset that he cost me that top 10 at RBC because he didn't want to come back on Monday morning and decided to shoot like a 15 on the 18th hole. So it's a little hard for me to go back to him, but this seems like a good spot for him, Keith.
Well, if you want to start there, I'm going to give you a piece of information that you're absolutely going to love. You're going to love it like your favorite Hoagie Sandwich. He is using a caddy this week by the name of James Edmondson. James is a member at Colonial, and he's a multiple club champion there. So if anybody knows anything about the restoration of the golf course, the new greens, how to read them, or any advantages that may be out there, then Hoagie is coming in with just a loaded cheesesteak. I mean, this guy is so ready to roll. And I love it there because you're going to need the approach play. And that's why I also have somebody like Brian Harman, who gained 6 strokes last week on a golf course he had no business competing on. He was awesome last week at the PGA at Valhalla at 7,600 yards. And when it comes down to scrambling, as I was alluding to earlier, right, you know that guy can get the ball in the hole. Taylor Moore, further down the board, I'm using the Valspar comp, right? It's a really good comp course for this week. Positional off the tee, got to be really, really precise heading into these greens, and you got to be a good putter. So I love Taylor Moore there. T12 at the PGA. Like, again, I'm leaning on a lot of recent form here. Taylor Moore isn't the greatest iron player that ever lived, but he's super accurate off the tee, and he tends to score on these types of golf courses. And one guy who was in the mix but didn't end up in the mix at the end of the day was Colin Morikawa on Sunday. He keeps trending. We've got a third, a ninth, a 16th, and a fourth in his last four individual starts, right? He's back with his old coach over a month now. He's really starting to find some form. He gained three on approach, which hasn't happened a lot lately. So he, at the top of the board, that's four guys I feel like can contend with Mr. Scheffler.
You know, and you had a great nugget on Taylor Moore. I got my Read the Line email this morning, Keith, from you. I believe he hasn't missed a cut since last July, Taylor Moore, nope. I was reading. So he has played some very good golf. The placements for you. I want to highlight this guy because our friend Joe, of course, Joe Lisi, who does the show with me, has a monster last leg of a parlay that is Billy Horschel to finish top 10 this week with a whole bunch of stuff he already hit from the Dodger game Monday night. So please, Keith, tell Joe that Billy Horschel's got a chance for a 10 and a 20 this week.
All right, well, we'll go in order real quick. Top 10, Tony, he was great. He's been fantastic striking the golf ball. You know, I think he's, what, eighth on approach in this field. And, you know, the putter is always a little bit lacking, but he could ball strike his way into the top 10 here, no doubt. Horschel in the top 20. I mean, this guy's got five top 12s in his last eight starts and a win, and he was really impressive. I would put him in the Harmon camp because, like, he had no business coming in T8 at the PGA, and he did. He has been really, really solid lately. You got to love the comeback from his season last year. It was a year ago. He was at Memorial crying, and now all of a sudden the guy's winning golf tournaments. And then in the top 40s, well, I've got Austin Eckroat there, very hot name this week at plus 225 at a top 20. Again, another excellent ball striker, great PGA. Top 40, Aaron Rye, and I like Davis Riley. Now, Taylor Pendrith at 100-1 we hit a couple weeks ago. That gives me some liberties. This is a Davis Riley-style golf course. I like what I saw when he was at the Byron Nelson. I think there's an opportunity here in the top 40, and at 3-1, he could pop for us, so I like that.
And Eckroat and Harmon for head-to-heads this week. We're going to stay with those guys.
Eckroat for sure. For some reason, Batia, since he won, the approach game just hasn't been there as much. He was kind of mediocre at Quail Hollow, and then he missed the cut last week at the PGA, and then you've got Brian Harmon over Minwoo Lee. And here's what you have to pay attention to at a Colonial-style golf course. Minwoo Lee, top three driver of the golf ball on tour, but that's going to get mitigated by some of these dog legs and the positional spots that these guys take off the tee. I mean, he's like 111th in scrambling. He's 93rd on approach. The putting is in the bottom third. So overall, I love Brian Harmon to take him down.
Quickly, Keith, give me a way to play Scheffler this week. I'm not playing plus 260.
All right, no, neither am I. And you know I love Scheffler props. I've got him to win in a playoff at plus 2,200. Throw one unit on it. Ooh. See, whatever you're comfortable with, right? But here's the thing. Three of the last 4 years have ended in a playoff at the Charles Schwab Challenge. Book it.
A lot of playoffs. Keith Stewart, Read the Line. Come Wednesday. So I'll see you soon. We're back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Great to have you with us. We're going to finish the baseball, Joe. I know you probably saw Keith does have Horschel on his card this week. For a top 20. So Keith thinks that he could play well. So there you go. A lot of the syndicate, Joe, is in on Billy Ho this week.
Starting to follow Lisi's picks. Who knew? Right?
Maybe I'm the wheel.
Toasty.
Maybe you're
you
the
know,
wheel,
Billy
Joe.
Billy Ho. Maybe I'm the wheel. Nobody
but
knew.
I will tell you, if he finishes top 10 this weekend and you cash that bet out on Friday, you're out. You're not the golf guy anymore. You can't. You have to see that all the way to the end. In order for that to happen, you got to see it the whole way through.
I'm cashing out.
No cash out
in a big way. Top ten. I hope he's leading round one.
White Sox are in Toronto again tonight. The Blue Jays last night, Joe, were booed off of the field when they lost 3-0 to the White Sox at home. Tonight, the Basset Hound will try to turn it around. Nick Nastrini goes for the White Sox, who are plus 200, the Blue Jays minus 250, and a flat 8 here tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to go for it, Carver. We're going to ult the over. Game one was 9-3. Big, bad Vlad and Bo Bichette. Swiss Army knife. Like a knife through butter. We're gonna take the Blue Jays. Plus, I need the Blue Jays. Should Dallas and Dallas win the West?
I cannot believe you tied something so juicy like that to the Blue Jays making the playoffs. I can't believe that was the tie-in.
I got a good number, a plus 192.
I got a good feeling now.
Smashed. But we're in May. It's not even Memorial Day yet. The weather hasn't even started to turn.
I like the little glass half full optimism that you're giving here with the Blue Jays so far this year. Braves and the Cubs again at Wrigley tonight. Dead under last night, Joe. You were right with that big fat 10 and 11. I said it. Go ahead. You could do that, Joe. But here's the deal tonight. Pitching, great pitching matchup. Max Fried and the Steel Mill, Justin Steele going. Yet they're still giving you an 8.5 here tonight. Minus 130 for the Braves, plus $1.10 for the Cubbies. Two good arms, Joe? I don't care. I'm going after it again. Over 8.5.
Yeah, now you'll get the over. You know why? Because it's reverse psychology. Wind blowing in, two good pitchers, right? Defense. And we sailed through the total tonight.
They sailed through it last night in Oakland as well. Rockies and the A's will do it again at the dump. Austin Gomber and Mitch Spence are the starters. Man. Minus 145 for Oakland, plus $1.20 for the Rockies, and a flat 8. It was 7.5 last night, Joe. I don't know if I want to go after this again.
This game is disgusting. I can't even look at it. I don't even like the Rockies road uniforms. It's going to look disgusting on the screen. Nah, it's just a bad look. Purple with the yellow and the green, just a bad look. I don't sell. The game sucks.
Sell the game, Joe. There's other games on the board.
Under.
Once again, late night, the Diamondbacks are still in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Ryan Nelson and Tyler Glasnow, the starters tonight, minus 3 Bills for the Dodgers, plus 240 for the Snakes, and a flat 8 here. Glasnow hasn't been as good as last couple times out.
No, I think we get the over again tonight. I think it's Freeman. Everybody was expecting Freeman last night. He had great numbers. He went 0-4. Let's bash Freddie tonight. Two hits, a home run, and two ribbies.
How about that, Joe? So you want to go with Freeman? I'm not going to Freeman tonight. There's just no way. You did that last night. You tried going to the well. He hit his homer on Monday. You should have changed it up. And found somebody else to go to. All right, Joe, it's tater time for tonight. Are you ready? Let's go. I told you we want to do Corey Seager in that Ranger-Philly game. Let's go get him at plus 260. Next, Josh Lowe of the Rays. 7-14 with a homer off of Bello, Joe. Let's go. Plus 625. Maybe you'll join me there with the Rays with Josh Lowe. Let's go to the Crow Zone tonight for San Diego. Jake Cronenworth, plus 425. I know I gave you Hap yesterday, Joe. But I'm going back to it for two reasons. One, plus 750 is a great price. Two, 3-6 with two homers off of Max Fried. So he's a guy in the Cub lineup that does hit Fried very well. Ronald Acuna Jr. on the other side against the Steel Mill. And the Dodger for me tonight, Joe, is Teoscar Hernandez at 4-1. Tater time action for you, Joe. Let's hit it like we did with Walker last night.
That's nice, Carver. I don't understand. You could go back to Hap. I can't go to Freeman. It's okay for you, but it's not okay for me.
I'm going to tell you why, Joe. Do you want to know why? Because you hit Freeman. Yeah. He hit on Monday. Freeman was away. He hit a homer.
So guys don't get hot?
He's a doubles hitter,
Joe. You bet Ohtani every night.
Ohtani's one of the best players in baseball. He's the best home run hitters in baseball, Joe.
He's overrated. He's overrated.
Freeman doesn't hit a lot of homers. You got to pick your spots with Freeman. You can't just keep going to the well. Freeman. You got to relax, Joe. That's all. There you go. Baseball for tonight. Sounds like that'll be fun on Carver and Lisi tonight as we're getting all the taters going for the night baseball games. You know what else we're going to have tonight, Joe, on the radio show? How about game one of the hockey Rangers and Panthers at the Garden, finally. It feels like a month since both of these teams actually played. They get back at it at the world's most famous. Why don't we start with Peter Laviolette, Joe, the head coach of the New York Rangers. They are down to the last four teams. It's been very hard to get here, but there is a lot more work to do.
So to actually make it and to move forward round by round and get to this point, there's been a lot of work that goes into that. That being said, we also understand that the hardest work is yet to come, and starting in this round. And so I think our guys are ready for that challenge. I don't think we're, to answer your question, I don't think we're looking backwards in a rearview mirror with a big smile on our face. I think that the toughest work is in front of us, and we've got to be ready for it.
Love you.
He's right about that, Joe. The toughest work is in front of them. They're facing the team, of course, that went to the Stanley Cup final last year and lost to Vegas. That is the Florida Panthers. They've got Bobrovsky in net, Tkachuk, Barkov, all these guys. And for game one tonight, just like game one against the Carolina Hurricanes, the Rangers are now dogs at home, slight dogs, minus 115 for the Florida Panthers, minus 105 for the Rangers, a 5.5 to get us going here tonight. You know, me and you, Joe, spent some time last night talking about overtime games in this series and that there could be a few of them. I feel like tonight could be a real feeling out type of game that could easily be 1-1 going into overtime, 1-1, 2-2. I could see some feeling out and maybe some extra hockey tonight.
No, it's a good look, Carver. I mean, I told you, I think there could be multiple games in terms of the overtime. And if you followed me on the radio show and obviously on Coast to Coast, you know how I feel about the Florida Panthers. You know, I think they can live up to expectations now. I was against them through Boston. I'm not going to deny that. I picked against
Tampa
them.
Tampa and Boston.
All right, Tampa and Boston. Yeah. But here's the thing. The one thing that I've been consistent with throughout the last month of this has been that they have very unique and solid, consistent goaltending. I mean, one thing I said is that the strongest part of that team has been Bobrovsky, okay, and his ability just to keep them in games, right? I never said he was a weak link. I never said he was a rat. I think he's going to step up, and I think he's going to carry this team.
You're too much, Joe. I can't allow it. The way you've bashed this guy, dragged him around for the last few weeks, leaking oil, he's a rat. You get on, now you want to go get on the bandwagon.
Guy's Bon Jovi, living on a prayer.
No.
Copperfield, smoking mirrors.
You're lucky that I can't stand the Rangers and will not be playing them in this series, because I'd love to go against you here with the flip-flop that you're doing with the Florida Panthers in this series. But I, of course, cannot do that, Joe, as I am on
Verhaeghe
the Panthers to beat the Rangers.
Verhaeghe.
The Verhaeghe, overtime winner. He's good at those, too. Coast to Coast, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. BetMGM has you set up for the NHL playoffs. How about a new betting market that you can only get at BetMGM? Empty net goals. Are you kidding me? Empty net goal markets for entire slates as well as specific games. Of course, we're down to now the part where the specific games are every night with only four teams left. Find them in the BetMGM Sportsbook app under the NHL tab and then the props tab. You can also find the specific game markets under each game along with the NHL props tab, plus $1.10 for an empty netter tonight between the Panthers and the Rangers at the world's most famous arena. BetMGM, once again, taking care of business for you during playoff time. All right, Joe, so it sounds like we both like Florida for the series, different reasons and ways we've driven that car to get here, but we do both like Florida. I think that this is a series, Joe, that we'll go in very, very, a lot of length. 6-7 games. You could probably say that about both at this point. Florida's minus 135 for the series. Rangers are plus +115 for the series as well. I think the one thing Florida needs to try to avoid, Joe, and I'm not a big home ice guy anymore. Me and Pharrell talk about this all the time. It's kind of been neutralized over the last 5, 10, 15 years, whatever it is, in both the NHL and the NBA. The Rangers are, I think it's 7-1 in game sevens at home. So I think Florida needs to try to avoid that situation and win this series in six games, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to go seven, Carver, but you're absolutely right. I think this is going to be a very difficult series for whoever pulls it out. We believe it'll be Florida. I think they need to obviously steal one of these two games at the Garden. It does start tonight. I like their chances. But again, it's going to be, I think, for the most part, scoring games. I think the potential for two or three overtime games. And it's going to come down to goaltending, which is going to be the more consistent goaltender over the course of this series. But I still lean to the Panthers. And I do, in fact, think seven-game series, Carver. I think Florida in seven. It's not going to be easy, though.
It is not going to be easy, Joe. I will say Florida in six for this series, beating the Rangers in six games. The Oilers and the Stars don't start until tomorrow night. Stars are favored, Joe, minus -130 in that game. That's a flat six for tomorrow. Obviously, me and you will spend a little bit of time with that tonight, previewing on the radio show and that series. But I think we've made it very clear that we're locked and loaded on the Stars.
Yeah, and not just Johnston. I think they have the better goaltender, Ottinger, over Skinner. I think he's more consistent. He's battle-tested. And Skinner, as good as that offense has been for Edmonton, even when he has a lead, he has the tendency not just to give up one, but he gives up goals in bunches. So going to be up to Dallas to break through early. They have shown, at least against Las Vegas, where they started slow. They didn't do that in the last series against Colorado. I think they get it done. I think they win this series just the way they did against the Avalanche. I like them in six.
Yeah, I liked them in six as well, Joe. All right, let's. There's your hockey for tonight. Me and Joe will be on the radio side during that Ranger-Panther game. Not bad.
Not bad.
I did want to give you some football, Joe. I want to give you some football before we do get in. I do believe it. Because it's OTAs this week for every team, a lot of people talking, including yesterday Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the New York Jets. Let's start, Joe, by Aaron saying that there's a lot of pressure on everyone, himself, Salah, Hackett, after last year, and him getting hurt. Let's listen to Aaron tell us all about that.
There's pressure on all of us.
All of us, yeah.
Why do you say there's pressure on you?
Well, I think if I don't do what I know I'm capable of doing, we're all probably going to be out of here. So I like that kind of pressure, though. I know there's, you know, it's a tough market to play in. It's not for everybody. I relish that opportunity. And that's the way the NFL is. I'm not saying anything monumental as you guys are typing away and putting your tweets out. This is how it is every single year. You might not say it, but as you get older in the league, if you don't perform, they're going to get rid of you or bring in the next guy to take over. I mean, it happened in Green Bay. So, and I'm, you know, a few years older than I was back then. So I expect to play at a high level. I expect us to be productive and competitive and all that stuff to take care of itself.
Yeah, he's got it all figured out.
He's got it all figured out.
No, let me tell you something. Forget the off-the-field stuff, okay? What Aaron Rodgers does is he, with the New York media, okay, is he's running the show, okay? He's the greatest showman, like Hugh Jackman right now. He's on top of the podium. He's directing the questions. He's let's see when Aaron throws three interceptions against your Buffalo Bills or my Miami Dolphins and they get smashed and they start 1-6 overall, how he's running the room. Because then all of a sudden the New York media is like Great White and Shark Week. They smell blood in the water. Hey, big bad Aaron, what happened this week? He ain't going to like those type of questions because he never got that in Green Bay because they were too afraid to upset the franchise. They're not going to do that in New York. And with their gutless head coach, Salah, that looks like he saw a deer in the headlights, how he's a defensive wizard is beyond me. He's got a personality of a cardboard box. Unbelievable.
I knew that would get you going. I think I got time. I can at least squeeze in him telling everybody, remember, Joe, he was in the running to be RFK Jr.'s vice president or running mate. Let's see what he has to say about that.
How seriously did things get up with RFK about being his running mate? Obviously, we haven't got the chance to talk to him since that came out
of March. Yeah, I love Bobby. We had a couple of really nice conversations. But there were really two options. It was retire and be his VP or keep playing. And I want to keep playing.
Oh, so he considered it, Joe, at least. He thought about it. He wanted to keep playing football.
Yeah, you want me for Jeopardy, you want me for Vice President, c'est la vie. I can do it all.
Bobby, come on.
Bobby, you better not.
We will come back, Joe, and I will squeeze in. I had to give you some Mike McDaniel from the podium yesterday with the Miami Dolphins. And just to really the tip of the iceberg to get you fired up here on a Wednesday, some Russell Wilson from the Steeler camp yesterday. We'll hear from him as well. From Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back from Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. All right, Joe, a couple before we get out of here. First, your head coach, Mike McDaniel, from the Miami Dolphins. Of course, Tua has not been around, or has he, or has not, or has he? We know he wants a new deal. What does Mike have to say about it?
He has been here for off-season activities. He has not been here for off-season activities. He has been both. Important in the player-coach relationship is communication, and however things play out, as long as we're communicating and we're on our P's and Q's and what we need to get accomplished, then we have a fighting chance. And it's been a good exercise in our relationship this offseason.
He hasn't been here. Is that contract related?
I don't make a habit of speaking for other people's mouths. I'll let you ask Tua. You guys have a good relationship.
Go ahead, Joe. What do you got to say?
This guy should. I know he played at Yale. I know he was a defensive back. This cat is unbelievable. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. Number one. Number two. He has no intensity. That's why our defense sucks. Okay, because they take on this guy's mentality. Okay, there's no fire. There's no personality. He thinks he knows it all. And at the end of the day, we still didn't win the division with Tua quarterback. We're not going to go anywhere with Tua quarterback. Okay, we're missing our window right now. We have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and we're going nowhere because our defense sucks. That's the bottom line. And we can't run the football when we have to. I'm done with him. He's terrible. In big games, Mike McDaniel sucks. Mike McDaniel's a great coach when you're playing a team that has a 300 winning percentage or a secondary like Washington and another gutless head coach, Ron Rivera. Can't coach his way out of a paper bag. Don't get me started.
All right, well, fine. Since now I'll get you even more going. Look, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are both at Pittsburgh, OTAs, of course. Justin Fields is very happy that he's with the Steelers. He's going to compete, blah, 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 blah. I got to get you, Russ, because I only got time for one of them. Russell Wilson, now in Pittsburgh, Joe. Here he is, and what does Russ always bring to every locker room? Positivity, Joe. Here we go.
I think that when you treat every day as day one, and you realize that every day you just try to have a learning, experience. You embrace the moments. You look forward to the challenges. You look forward to the newness of it all. You have that mentality. You embrace every day. You got to treat every practice, every game, every warm up, every day as if you're getting prepared for the Super Bowl and Super Bowl week. And so, that's just kind of the mentality you got to have. I think that even though it's OTAs, that's the mentality that I think our team has.
Gotta have that mentality.
He's a motivational speaker that should be talking at 2:30 in the morning on an infomercial because he's completely spewing absolute garbage. He is a snake oil salesman that doesn't speak one truth, okay? You could see right through Russell Wilson. He's a fraud in terms of winning over the locker room. His teammates hated him in Seattle. His teammates hated him in Denver. And they're going to hate him in Pittsburgh. I'm telling you, the real quarterback of that team is Justin Fields. And until the Steelers recognize that, and Mike Tomlin, they're going to go absolutely nowhere. I'm sitting on the plus 475 that the real quarterback starts week one. Hopefully.
Well, look, I know that you're on that, and I don't disagree with you that at some point Justin Fields will become the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know if week one is going to be that. It would probably take an injury for that to happen. But I agree with you that eventually down the line, that will be the case. Quickly, Mahomes did talk today, Joe.
Yeah.
Told the media there are certain things he disagrees with in Harrison Butker's comments in the commencement speech. Refused to say what things it was he disagreed with. Says he judges him by the person he is and that he's a good person. So Patrick Mahomes speaking on that. I saw he talked about Ray Rice and his situation as well and all of his offseason entanglements. So a lot from Patrick Mahomes. Maybe we'll discuss a little bit more tonight on the radio side, which is where I will see you next, Joe, or hear you next. The Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio tonight at 8 p.m. East. We will discuss this. We will discuss Rangers, Panthers, Mavs, and T-Wolves. We've got a lot of baseball tonight as well. Great job by Mafia and the crew today. Of course, Keith Stewart, Cam Stewart, Golf Wednesdays. We had Coach, we had Davis, Gabe. Great job by all. Game Time Decisions is next. Pharrell back tomorrow. Coast to coast on the grid. We'll see you then. Have a good night.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.